Neighborhood. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yes, it's true. The FBI director says, yeah, we're using drones for surveillance on our soil. So now we have internet surveillance. We have phone surveillance. We have drone surveillance. Pretty much, what's the next frontier? Oh, yeah, we have wiretapping. Sometimes we have that illegal wiretapping thrown in. So here's the deal. Let me flush it out for you a little bit more. Robert Mueller was on the Hill today. It's a familiar dance. He's done it for a long time. He's worked through two administrations. And what he said is, yeah, we're using it for surveillance, but we're not going after anyone with the weapon. What? So... how many? We don't know how many drones for sure, but we've got a limited number of them. And, yeah, they're doing this surveillance thing. They are deployed on U.S. soil, but, you know, we don't really use them. Very, 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 very. He said it like 100 times. We seldom use it, very seldom. So they've already stated outright that they can't use any kind of a lethal drone on us. The drone strike against a non-combatant American on our soil anyway. So if somebody just finger points to you and accuses you of something, suggests you're a terrorist, homegrown terrorist, and you're not, they just have a beef with you. They can't show up with a drone and take you out. Now we have all these questions about the drone program. The drone program that we didn't know that much about, now we know that it's, of course, being used in counterterrorism ops overseas, and we've had some collateral damage there. And then the question is, what else is it being used for? Well, it's to deliver pizza in England. That was kind of a little stunt. But the president said in a speech just a short while ago, you know, a month ago or so, that drones should never be deployed on U.S. soil. Maybe they need to clarify. Okay, so unarmed drones are okay and surveillance. For surveillance that we think is really necessary. So they're using them now, like local state police supposedly have access, FBI units, of course, in certain areas. They're in the initial stages of drafting the rules and regulations, so I like that part too. You know, it's easier to ask for forgiveness, right? Isn't that the old saying? Just do it. It doesn't matter. Throw them out there. We don't know how many. We very, 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 very seldom use them. And then we'll come up with the rules afterwards and whatever the regulations are that we decide, right? Can't we do that? Let's just do that. So I would have to say that our privacy is really being trampled on. If you are about your civil liberties, if that is at the core of your being, you have to be ready to explode if you live in this country and you're walking around with that inside. You have to be like, you're like the milkshake top that's ready to come off of the blender, just boom, and explode in different directions. Because this is pretty much the heart of what we've been talking about with drones now and with other things like the Google and internet servers that have been scraped over where they have definitely dove for your data out there somewhere. Maybe you don't have anything out there, but chances are you might. Then you have to accept the reply that, yeah, you know, sure, we might have your number. It might be in our bank, but don't worry because we know you're not a terrorist and we're just throwing it away. We're trashing it. In 5 years, it'll be gone. It's waiting to be incinerated. Can we really trust that? Are you kidding me? So currently, the only thing the FBI has to do now is get the approval from the FAA to use the drones. That's it. And only in a confined geographic area. And they're only utilized to conduct surveillance operations, they say, on stationary subjects. Stationary subjects? So people sitting in their cars, people sitting in their house, people sitting at restaurants, what are the stationary subjects and who are they? Are they members of the drug cartel, the suspected drug cartel? Are they people who are suspected of being a homegrown terrorist? Are they people suspected of fraud? I don't know. What are we talking about when we're saying that some people obviously have been the focus if you're talking about a stationary object? It's very, very, in the words of Robert Mueller, very murky to me. And they're being cagey as all get out on this. Hey, coming up this hour, we're going to chat with Andrew Szabo and peel back the onion. He comes on with us, and that's what we do. We go a little bit deeper, like what is really going on here and what don't they want us to believe. So we'll talk about the drones, and we'll talk about TWA Flight 800 that had too many people on board when it went down, almost 300. When it went down in 1999, just a flight that was going from JFK to Paris, and just minutes after takeoff, boom, it blew apart, and pieces of it fell all over the ocean, including the bodies of so many of the people. They painstakingly put it back together again, and now investigators are saying, you know, the people out there who thought a missile hit it, and you called them crazy or conspiracy theorists, or they live in a bunker, you know, they were right. We tried to take this to the people above, but they didn't want to go in that direction. They shut that down. So now you have these retired NTSB investigative guys who are part of a documentary, and they talk about what they saw, how it was pieced together, how they know there's just no way that this was some kind of a fire that was started because of a lightning strike or something else, electricity from the ground. That's not what it was. And there's also pilots that are saying, former pilots that are saying the same thing. So this documentary will get a lot of attention. And now the NTSB was asked, would you reopen it because of what they found or what they're saying in the documentary? And they rarely, rarely, rarely reopen anything. So I seriously doubt that they'll do that. Also coming up this hour, I want to make sure, if I didn't already say it, that we're going to go to the mailbag. So many of you fill up the mailbag each and every day with lots and lots of opinions, and I'm going to really squeeze in as many as I can. You can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net. It's a net, so .net. And click on contact, and boom, let your feelings fly. If something has you with your hair on fire, let me know what it is. And maybe we'll read your email on the air. We have a lot of emails to get through this time around, and I really did a pretty good job of staying the course, of going and hitting the emails as fast as I could rifle them off. So thanks for all the mail. Absolutely. So this is going to be a great hour here on America Tonight. And as I said, coming up, we're going to talk to Andrew Szabo, peeling back the onion on some things that now have lots of people who even before might not have questioned what was going on with the government. Now they are questioning what is happening when it comes to the IRS, when it comes to the FBI, when it comes to the Department of Justice, when it comes to the State Department. Pick a poison. I can name about 15 different offices for you. Stay with us.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should know.
Sing it again. Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long,
Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. He's the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. Perfect. We love this segment because we really are trying to peel back the onion all the time here on America Tonight. And there's so many things lately. It's crazy what's coming out of Washington. Today it gets even crazier when it comes to drones. The FBI director, Robert Mueller, admits using drones to spy on the U.S., to spy on citizens, in other words. And then once they maybe get some shots of you or get some information gathering, I'll call it that, he doesn't even know what they do with it. That's crazy. Andrew, when you just hear that, you take that, you know, that in, the FBI admitting to you using drones to spy in the U.S., which is what Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky was so worried about, and that's why he filibustered, if you remember, on and on and on, just trying to drag things out because he wanted to know what was going on with the drones and trying to hold Eric Holder's feet, the attorney general, to the fire so that he could say that, yeah, the president can't just all of a sudden spy on citizens. But here we go. It's already been happening. What do you make of that?
Well, here's the interesting thing, Kate. I think if you take some of these elements by themselves, yes, for example, the issue with NSA tracking phone calls and phone call patterns, the fact that they're looking at emails, which, you know, at first glance, that looks okay because we're trying to track and track down terrorists, look at patterns of behavior and so forth. But the problem is that by itself would have been fine. But then you, when you add it to the IRS scandal where it was information is being used for political purposes, now you add the FBI in this. Now we've got the NSA, the IRS, the FBI. There's issues in the State Department now, too, as well. It all comes back to, do we really trust the government? Can you trust the government? They have shown themselves to be untrustworthy. It's like a company. If you make a mistake once, that's fine. But when you start, and I think if something happens twice, I look at that as a coincidence. But when it gets up to three, I look at that as a pattern of behavior. So we're seeing several issues here in multiple departments and multiple agencies. And do we trust? Of course, I didn't even mention the Attorney General's office, which has its own set of scandals and issues of trust. And what do they do with information? We're in an age where we're gathering more and more information, and what does the government do with that information? Can we trust them? I think we're increasingly saying you can't trust them. So therefore, we have to trade some of our it's going to make us more vulnerable, perhaps. But if it's going to be used against U.S. citizens, there's questions of constitutionality, and it's another thing if you're using it against terrorists.
Absolutely. I think we're just trashing the Constitution. Forget about the Fourth Amendment. I mean, it's insanity. I remember where I was when TWA Flight 800 went down. Remember this in the 90s? And everybody
Absolutely.
Talked about it. Everybody 96. Talked about it. 96 is when it happened. This explosion brought down this airplane. And
so many, 800, right?
Yeah, so many people were talking, and it was terrible. It was tragic. I knew people that didn't get on that plane, which was so freaky, because it plunged into the Atlantic Ocean shortly after it took off from JFK Airport in New York, and witnesses said they saw a streak of light and a fireball. So there was a lot of suspicion that terrorists had hit the plane with a rocket. There was even a speculation about the military, but no, that was all poo-pooed. And now there's this film that's coming out, and there's all this information, eyewitness statements, and also people who work for the National Transportation and Safety Board who are saying, yeah, they had the information. It didn't seem right to them. Wow. That is huge. And we don't know which way it is. Is it a military thing? Is it a terrorist thing? It seemed fishy from the beginning, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, even there was accounts very early on that people, as you said, thought they saw some kind of streak of light hit the plane, which indicates it sounds like it's a missile. So the question was, why wasn't that pursued more vigorously? It sounds like it was, but then it was suppressed. That's pretty scary. Again, it's hard to be careful and not overly speculating. I think we're going to hear a lot more. July the 17th is when this documentary is set to air, which of course is the anniversary of the crash from 17 years ago. But my understanding is that many of these investigators, about half a dozen of them, they were never allowed to get to the truth. They are confident. Their words, I understand the word is confident, that the missile brought down the plane. They don't know who fired the missile. There's a gentleman, Jim Spear. He was one of the accident investigators for the Airline Pilots Association, one of half a dozen experts. But they have a lot of confidence that it was a missile. That's amazing. I don't understand why this was suppressed.
I don't either. That's the question.
But again, of course, we had a different administration then. This was back in 1996. We had a Democrat in power at the time. That was a time when there were known terrorists. We had Osama bin Laden in our sights. We knew he was a dangerous terrorist at the time, and we failed to take him out then. This again a case of political correctness. We don't want to offend others, but all we're doing is endangering Americans.
Yeah, well said. That's it. We're endangering Americans. Another story, and it's funny, you sent me something about this, and we were thinking the same thing. I had just read this earlier in the day. The crazy story about the University of Pennsylvania professor who actually, appallingly, I'm going to say, linked abortion to white supremacy. What? How do you make that leap?
Well, let's peel back the onion on the story. So basically, this professor, she's an African-American female professor. Her name is Salami Shah Tilley. She teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, we're talking about an Ivy League institution here, which is pretty amazing. And she's let me quote what she said. This is on an interview on MSNBC on Saturday. So I think, quote, that I think there's a kind of moral panic, a fear of the end of whiteness that we've been seeing a long time. And I think Obama's ascension as president kind of symbolizes to a certain degree, and I think this is why one response to that sense that there is a decreasing white majority in the country, and the women's bodies and white women's bodies in particular are obviously a crucial way of reproducing whiteness, white supremacy, white privilege. Now, this commentary was made to put into context, was made during a discussion of GOP anti-choice crusade. Yeah, that's how it was being positioned. It's really, this is about late-term abortion, okay? That after 20 weeks where the child is already in a position where it can survive outside of the woman's body. So we're not talking about Roe versus Wade here. We're talking a late-term abortion, which is now up for debate. But here's the ridiculous thing. So she's saying that, and it's just incredulous that she would make this statement. And it's actually, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, it's stupid. It is downright stupid. And it does, the facts don't line up. Because if you were really believing, the fact that if you, by allowing a late-term abortion, somehow more white women are not going to have abortions, and this will increase white supremacy, the reality is the facts don't bear this out, because overwhelmingly, blacks get more abortions than whites. So actually, if you really want to tie the racial card to it, you would actually be in support of anti-abortion, because that would actually allow more blacks. So this doesn't make sense. The fact that there is historically, and a lot of people don't realize this, again, this is not, you don't see the mainstream media talk about this, but the abortion movement way back historically was started by the eugenics movement. And that's why a lot of abortion clinics were started in minority areas, to keep down the population of minorities. That's where it all starts. That's the history of abortion. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
So here we are. We have somebody who's... And so let's peel back the onion here. What's really happening here? She's playing the race card. The facts don't actually even support her. And what I find, not only is her comment outrageous, but here's the really outrageous thing, is the panelists are all sitting there, nodding their heads, not daring to confront her. And this is now a phenomenon we're seeing. If you have a black person who makes, I'm sorry, this is a racist comment.
Right.
You make a comment about another race. I don't care whether it's white, Hispanic, Japanese, black, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
If you're making a derogatory comment which is not based on any form of fact, that is now a racist comment.
Right.
She's not called out on it. She's not called out by the panelists. She hasn't been called out on it by the University of Pennsylvania. I find that even more outrageous than her original statement.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you. By the way, the House voted to impose a nationwide ban on abortions after 22 weeks of pregnancies over the Democrats' objections to that. How did it fall in line, party line? 228 to 196, that was the vote. Just 6 Democrats voted for it, 6 Republicans opposed it. So there you go. Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. We'll be talking to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate. That was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, "Don't look back, just keep on walking."
It's interesting that word fear. You just heard it in the song there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. People throw fear around, and it means different things for different people. Some think there's fear-mongering, and some think in this country there's the idea of make the people really, really be worried and concerned. And so much over here, they're thinking about what's going on that they don't realize what's happening right in front of their face. And I would say that we've all been victimized by that because of now what's happened in the last couple of months. I think we all were aware in some ways, yes, there is Big Brother at play here, but maybe not to the extent, maybe not really putting it together, saying, oh, phones, internet, wiretapping, drones, culling through our information, taking our phone numbers. At some point, you just got to say, is this the America that I know and love? In the name of what? Finding terrorists? This is the kind of stuff that we're doing? And then you have the chief, the head of the NSA, General Alexander, who, I mean, he's like the kid that wants to just jump up on the desk and say, but you're not listening. we stop so many plots. And it just doesn't feel that way to me, because the big plots, like the underwear bomber, Abdullah Matalib, who was going to blow up the plane in Detroit, Faisal Shahzad, who was going to blow up part of Times Square, of course, didn't happen. It was the regular people, the regular folks, the vendor, the people on the plane that stopped them. So all this great intelligence didn't stop what were really some of the closest calls that we had. I'm not saying that some plots haven't been stopped, but how much information gathering, for the sake of information gathering, how much is directly, I'm talking internet surveillance, how much of that has really saved lives? That's what the president is pushing. That, listen, you dummies, this is saving lives. I mean, he's escalating the defense of the surveillance programs everywhere he goes. On Wednesday, he talked about it. He says it's averted potential terrorist events more than 50 times since September 11th. He was doing a press conference and went in that direction. At the press conference, he started to talk about it because that's what people want to know. And he was there with the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, and he just affirmed the number, the 50, that number, saying, you know, hey, we're the tracking of phone calls, the internet data, it's done so that it protects civil liberties, but it's keeping Americans safe. His direct quote is, this is a circumscribed, narrow system directed at us being able to protect our people. And as a consequence, we have saved lives. I mean, he kept repeating that. Lives have been saved. We save lives. Different variations of that. This is the theme. This is where they're going with this. You're not dead because we did this program. You're walking on the earth because we did this program. Are you buying that? I get the subway system thing, right? They're saying that they had some surveillance that helped there. Okay. And then there's some other things that have been thrown out. But nothing except for little trickles of information. And they continue to say, hey, we're not listening in on phone calls and internet communications. We're not doing that. We're not going as far as you think. But, you know, how far is too far? Internet surveillance. Only specific leads under court supervision. This really, that's what they're following? Again, it's very, very, very muddy waters. And it doesn't take a genius to know that. You can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, so the controversy du jour, the TWA flight, do you think it was shot down by a missile and there was just a massive cover-up to not let people think that there's a possibility you could get on a plane and, yeah, we can't control it. Somebody could shoot a missile right at you and shoot you down. Or that there's something else at work here. There's a little tidbit of information that we've been following that now just became official. And it shows you the power of the gun, the argument for and against guns. A major, major employer in Connecticut, a Connecticut gun maker, is now moving to South Carolina because of all the tight gun laws that have been enacted there. And they're going to a place called Horry County, and that area, of course, embraces guns, and they're excited about the development of the company, saying that it's going to bring all these jobs. They're going to have a plant that's going to bring 140 people. I guess some of those people might relocate from Connecticut. It's going to happen in the next 3 years. Otherwise, they would lose those jobs. And the company actually said that they had been contacted by 41 states, and they picked South Carolina from 6 finalists, all these other states that wanted their business. So PTR Industries is, they let it come out, but they will make the formal announcement next week at a ribbon cutting that's going to be attended by the South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley, who is pro-gun and is a Republican and is trying to welcome more business into the area. So Connecticut loses the business, and South Carolina gains the business. How about that? And this is something that was happening. This was a possibility. We knew that, but now it just becomes a reality. And Connecticut gun laws are very, very tight. A lot of that is because of what happened in Newtown, the horrific shooting in Newtown that just took away too many souls, innocent baby souls, and it's beyond even talking about that anymore. You feel for those people because at this point it still hasn't been that long in the grief process, and it has to be tough to lose a child to a violent shooting, a school shooting. And it opened up the debate about guns at school, about arming principals, about teachers having weapons, about having armed guards at schools. Some schools, private schools, already have them. Other schools have them. More people in some of these districts are considering them as a result of that. So it opened up a big debate as a result of what happened there. And then one of the questions was gun laws, and the push in Connecticut was to really tighten the gun laws and to not allow people the easy access they had before. And it's interesting because Connecticut was an area where there were a lot of gun enthusiasts who went to the shooting ranges and, you know, that kind of stuff. Everybody's talking about James Gandolfini at 51 having a heart attack, shocker, in Rome. He was visiting Italy. And, of course, he became such a household name because of the character he played, Tony Soprano. But there's another big name, in my opinion, that also passed away, and it was announced on this day, and I've just been in the middle of reading his books. I love his books. His name is Vince Flynn, and he was in the middle of a battle with prostate cancer, I guess, for 2 years, so young, just 47. He sold more than 15 million books in the U.S. You know, our mothership is in Minnesota, and he was based in St. Paul. And interesting, the Vince Flynn books started with the one that I love, Term Limits. That came out in 1997. He got 60 rejection letters, and then it became a local bestseller, Pocket Books. As Simon & Schuster imprint signed him to a two-book deal, and Term Limits became a New York Times bestseller in paperback. He was a guy who never said never. He was a guy who had a different career. And the cool thing about these books, his 14th novel, The Last Man, was published last year. Most of them focused on Rap, his character, who was a CIA counterterrorism operative. And, these books would just pull you in, just absolutely pull you in. Mitch Rapp is his name, and I am one of those people. I read his books. George W. Bush read his books. Bill Clinton read his books. And he had a lot of foreign leaders, intelligence community-type people that read them as well. And his background is that he worked for Kraft Foods, and then he quit. He went to work as an accountant, and he was a sales marketing guy for Kraft Foods. He said that he just didn't want to do it anymore. And that's when he started thinking about Term Limits and whatever, but didn't really put it paper to pen. And he landed an aviation candidate slot with the Marine Corps, but he was disqualified because he had seizures following a childhood car accident he had. So then he couldn't do that. And then he got the idea of the writing of the thrillers, and he decided, I'm just going to go for it. And he started to write, got all those rejection letters, and then the rest is history. But his books, like I said, are just terrific. So very, very sad that Vince Flynn passes away. Prostate cancer gets him. He's got a wife. He leaves a wife and three kids behind. If you ever get a chance and you're trying to start a new series of books, or you just want something good to read, pick up Term Limits. Go to the library, wherever, and get it, because I think it's an easy read, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. All right, coming up here on the flip side, stay with us, because as we slide down the big water slide to our last segment of this hour, we're going to hit all of you up as we check the mailbag. Stay with us. of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Boatman. Wait, hey, 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 Mr. Boatman. Oh, yeah.
Once again, time for the mailbag on America Tonight. So many of you have written in about drones and the U.S., the FBI using drones. I thought we were through with this. Ha ha! Of course we're not through with it. My tag team partner on GCN, a lot of you guys love him. Alex Jones has talked about this for a long time, that, hey, watch out, who's spying on you? So it's no secret, and we've talked about it on America Tonight. But now you have the FBI director, Robert Mueller, acknowledging that they use drone aircraft in the United States for surveillance. So, again, many of you reacting to that. Jake in Austin says, wow, this is spooky, Kate. What do you think they recorded? How many people? Were they in and out of neighborhoods? They didn't say how many unmanned surveillance vehicles the FBI has or how often they've used them. They didn't even say what they did with the stuff that they held. So what does that all mean? The FBI said that they used UAV earlier this year to monitor the situation where a boy was held hostage in a bunker in Alabama. You talked about that on the show, Kate. This is shocking stuff. I think we cannot trust the people who run our spy agencies who are supposedly keeping us safe, because I think that it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe, as you would say. And it depends on which way the wind's blowing on a particular day as to what they will or won't do. I almost feel like they have the toys right there, and when they feel like they need to pull them out, they just go ahead and use them on us. Sad, isn't it? What do you think? Yep, I'll tell you what, Jakey Jake, I agree. Of course I agree. It seems like it's, yeah, half dozen this, half dozen that, whatever we feel like doing today, because the law's on our side, or we can prove the law's on our side. And it is outrageous, because that shouldn't be allowed. I said this before. Look, I'm for drone and with limited capabilities, when we're talking about the kind of war that we're waging right now. Of course, collateral damage and all of that, that's certainly blown back in our face several times. But against our own citizens, come on. All right, here's another one. Caleb says, thumbs down to the FBI. They need to get rid of Mueller. He has outlasted his time, Kate, through a couple of administrations. He seemed like he didn't want to answer anything when he was asked questions today about drones and U.S. citizens. And he didn't have the knowledge or the information or didn't want to tell the information. It was very, very odd. I think we should all be very, very scared. Yep, I think we should all be very, very scared, too. All right, we move on to something else. And, of course, it has to do with politics and listening in and all that kind of stuff. This one from Bob Bergen, who says, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to the show for a long time. I really get you. I really do. And I'm so on board with most everything that you say. As far as the surveillance is concerned, there is no way anyone can tell me that we can really justify what's happening in our neighborhoods. You call it dumpster diving for data, and I say right on, sister, it's the 3 D's. It's so wrong, it makes my skin crawl. What kind of an internet war are we waging here in the United States? Yeah, what kind of war indeed? And that's been the fear all along, that, okay, this could be the tipping point for the internet. What's being pulled off the servers, what's going on, all that kind of stuff. All right, here's another one. This one from Sean. I'm going to really rifle through these this time around. Sean says, what's up with the IRS? They're going to pay these bonuses to these bozos after what they did to the Tea Party groups and some of the others? I mean, there's no doubt that there were shenanigans going on. How can they do that? It's outrageous. Can't they stop that, Kate? No, the IRS, they say they're going to dish out like $70 million in bonuses to employees in the next couple of months. The member of the IRS acting chief, I like this guy, Danny Werfel, says that he's going to explain why they have to do that, because it's an agreement they have to execute, or because they're legally bound by it, they have to pay it. If they don't, then they would be sued, and how much more money would that cost? Because they've got a contract, apparently, with the National Treasury Employees Union. And that's the thing here. So the bonus problem was originally, remember, reported by one of the wire services, and then it blew up, and then it became part of the controversy. But, no, they're bound to pay that, so there's no way to reverse it. It is infuriating, though, isn't it? I mean, the IRS is one of the groups of the government that's forcing staff, about 90,000 employees, I know two of them, to take unpaid leave at home because of the sequester. So, I mean, pretty much all of the offices last Friday, you know, were shut. I mean, it's like, who's home at the IRS? And then they lost like 10,000 employees to attrition. So that's happening. And then the audacity of what targeting the Tea Party conservative groups, and that's doesn't matter what your politics are, it's a known fact. It's a definite. And then saying that they're paying these bonuses just set your hair on fire. But the thing is, they are in the contract. They have to do it. It's a stupid contract, obviously, but it's great if you're on the other side of this. So all those people will get those bonuses, and then you think of what I call the middle-class part of the government, the people who are getting shafted in the sequester. It's not the people at the very, very top of the pyramid. It's the people in the very, very bottom of the pyramid. All right, this one from Joey, who says, Kate, I know you're a huge fan of James Gandolfini. Wow! He dies today at the age of 51. Did you catch the info on that? What do you think? Well, what do I think? I think it's sad. And I always say that. always say, in the words of Tony Soprano, go to the website, americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. I met him one time briefly. He was a very pleasant guy, kind of shy, sort of shy. And he asked me, somebody introduced me to him, and he asked me, what exit are you from? And I just loved him. Then that was it. I was already sealed on him anyway, because I was a big fan growing up in Jersey of The Sopranos. But it really did it for me after he made that comment, because he just was just a sweet, nice guy from all that I could tell from the people around him or the people that I know that knew him, and just kind of an interesting little brush with me. And that's that. I mean, heart attacks, look, we talk about it all the time. Don Wiskin, who used to come on the show with Extendivite, I would say to him, I can't believe how many people are having heart attacks. What's going on? Or is it stress? Is it weight, stress, and everything else? And here's another example of that. It's insanity, huh? All right, here's one from, I'm going to get so many in here this time. Here's one from Brian, listening to us in Illinois, and he says, big fan of the show, TWA 800. People used to think you were kooky when you suggested that a missile shot at Dam could be military, could be terrorism, but it was definitely a cover-up. Why couldn't they just tell us the truth in the first place? So these investigators now want to clear it up because they have nothing to lose. They must have been told to shut their mouths. Yeah, for people who don't know, just a quick little history of this. This was a flight New York to Paris. It crashed in 1996, July 17th, actually, and it killed all the people on board. There were 230 people on board. And in the weeks that followed after that, they took the plane and they reassembled it in a hangar as they were investigating and trying to come up with a cause. You know, the National Transportation Safety Board, they always do that. And aviation experts, all kinds of people galore were on this. And they kept saying that it wasn't a missile, that, you know, they were saying that it was a fuel explosion. But there were so many critics and so many skeptics of this that said that can't be what it is. So now the group of people who worked for the NTSB, TWA, and the Airline Pilots Association, who have all retired, there's like six of them, they say the evidence is there that the plane was brought down by a projectile traveling at a high speed. It fits like a glove, and that's what it is, one of the people said. So now this documentary is coming out about it, and I think it's fascinating. So the people who lost loved ones on this may get a little sense of relief, or maybe not. They might get a sense of outrage because they were lied to. Why couldn't we know the truth on that? That's the part I don't get. If all signs pointed to that, why couldn't we know the truth? Doesn't make any sense. Okay, one more. This one from Eric, who says, Kate, I got to tell you, Game 7 in the NBA, Miami hosting the San Antonio Spurs. It looks like Miami to me. There's no way after the momentum of that game, and you played some of the highlights on your show, thank you very much, there's no way after that momentum that Miami tosses this one back to San Antonio. They blew it big time because they could have closed this out in six. Wow, it was a thriller. I watched the tail end especially of it. For those of you who aren't big sports fans, let me tell you, edge of your seat stuff, though. 103-100 OT, Game 7, NBA Finals. It doesn't get any better than this, my friends. It doesn't get any better. All right, remember, you can always shoot us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact just like that, and you are in. Rip James Gandolfini. We'll be back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with